Before the doors of the 828 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard building in Chapel Hill swing open at 7 p.m., people start lining up outside waiting with their belongings. Right on time, Heather Pacaponte and Donna Carrington unlatch the entrance and begin welcoming people.
Hey, how are you? Tell your name.
This night, it is the 13th out of 14 consecutive days the shelter will be active, and roughly 24 people come by within the first half hour. Pacaponte, who is the homeless programs coordinator with the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness, funnels people toward Carrington, who is sitting at a desk. Carrington is working as a temporary employee for the county and takes down their names while providing them with extra information about county resources if they are new.
The one thing I always think about is the fact that people die in cold weather. People die outside in long periods of exposure. And so being able to have something like this when we can offer it is extremely important to them.
After checking in, each person is handed a blanket and gets to pick out which cot assembled in neat rows along the first floor they would like to spend the night on. Over in the makeshift kitchen, a pair of volunteers with Chapel Hill's University Baptist Church are portioning out vegetable soup, macaroni and cheese, and cake for shelter visitors. As each person comes up, Joe Bray asks them how they are and what they'd like to eat.
It's just such a good feeling to see these people come in. They're cold, they're hungry, who knows what they've been doing all day, and you at least give them a warm meal.
Bray was among the group who frequently volunteered at the shelter in 2024 when it was housed at University Baptist Church. While the downtown spot was a success in terms of attracting users and providing space, the church quickly ran into capacity challenges and did not have the ideal plumbing to deal with the nightly traffic it received. Orange County Partnership staff began to look for other options for this winter and were eventually approached by Chapel Hill Police, who moved their department headquarters out of the 828 MLK Boulevard building for a new home off Millhouse Road. When deciding whether to have the shelter available from November through March, Pacaponte relies on the forecasts provided by Orange County Emergency Management to determine its schedule in 3- and 4-day intervals.
If it is 32 or below, we will activate. I will reach out to our cold weather cot staff and let them know that they will be on shift that night. I also send out an email to all of our partners, and there are a lot of them, contacting our church partners, letting them know that they're going to be able to serve food that night.
Blake Rosser, the director of housing for Orange County, says the shelter's popularity in 2024 helped his department not only quantify the increased need for housing, but also highlighted the increased urgency for other services. The cold weather shelter is limited in what it can offer, but Rosser says ensuring people have a temporary space for their dignity and safety is a critical first step. He adds that bringing on Pacaponte this year as the sole coordinator for the shelter has helped streamline its overall operations.
This is the first time in 4 years we've had someone who was in a position where they were the responsible person organizing this and doing it so well. Having Heather here to be able to do that for us is really helping not only the community, but our entire organization.
Pacaponte says the cooperation and collective willingness to operate the cold weather shelter reflect the community's desire to protect its unhoused residents.
It's heartwarming that we can offer that service to people. These are people that are extremely vulnerable, and being able to ask them if they would like a coordinated entry, if they're interested in housing, talking about things like that, getting hooked up to services, letting them know that there are resources in our community that maybe they weren't aware of. It's been an honor to be a part of this. I mean, I know that sounds a little cliche, but it truly is to be able to serve and offer this resource to residents.
After dinner, Pacaponte speaks with a pair of newcomers at the shelter to get a sense of their story, and the volunteers clean up the food table. Carrington checks in on a few others before reminding the group of the schedule for the rest of the night. Quiet time begins at 9:30 p.m., the doors lock at midnight, and breakfast will then be served at 6 in the morning before the shelter ends at 7.
I really wanted to make sure that our people are treated as guests. You know, and that's the way I think of them. When they walk in our door, they are my guests for 12 hours. And so it's really important that we think of them that way. This is our care for them in a way that they probably don't get it any other way.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.